Then came the game of the century, OU and Nebraska.
71.
Let's set the scene there for that with Johnny Rogers and Pruitt and Mildred.
Well, that was unique in the sense that the teams were 1-2 in the nation in the polls. Also, both teams undefeated, and both teams had the week off before they played the game. So it was just a build-up like a Super Bowl. You had number one versus number two, both undefeated, both had an open date, 2 weeks for all the hype, and just one heck of a game, just terrific game.
Johnny Rogers returned a punt, I believe, didn't he, in that game?
And there was clipping, although he won't admit it to this day.
Really?
On the return.
Yeah.
There really is a controversy there, and you can look at the play-by-play film. There was clipping. Anyway, Nebraska and OU've had a great relationship in football. And Nebraska's custom was they would have the play-by-play guy of the opposing team to breakfast the morning of the game. And so years later, only a few years ago, they had me to speak to them at breakfast before you played Nebraska, and Johnny Rogers was there. Of course, I told a few corny jokes and said, "I'm sorry, Johnny, but there was clipping." And they were going to big laugh out of that, and they would start booing, you know, and all that. So there was a great relationship there. But that game of the century stands out as one of the all-timers I've ever gotten to do because it was such a great game. Both teams just played brilliant football. Great game.
Nebraska winning that game. Jack Mildred, kind of have to talk about him a little bit. As a quarterback, and he loved to throw, he was able to pick up and play this wishbone.
Great runner, too.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, that year he rushed for 1,000 yards. Not every quarterback could have adapted to that style of play.
Well, he was a great runner always, high school and all. He's just a great athlete. So that was not a big jump forward for him. The actual execution of the wishbone, pitching at the last minute and all that stuff, is something you had to work at.
Wasn't it Barry Switzer was really the strong pusher of the wishbone as an assistant?
The option, yeah. Basically, it's the option.
Yeah.
This is a way to run the option. The defensive guy's always wrong if you run the option correctly. If he takes this guy, you keep it. If he takes that guy, you pitch it. Really a wonderful, fun thing for college teams to run. This past year, when Air Force ran the option against OU, it's tough to defend if you don't see it every week. But it's not a good formation for coaches to recruit to in this day and age because the college kids want to go on and play pro ball, and none of the pro teams are going to run the option. So you don't recruit a guy to a wishbone school and say, yeah, come to our school and play football. Yeah, okay, but what about the pros? So that's why the option isn't very much in vogue.
Used occasionally, I guess.
Right.